You deserve it. You've done everything. You've put your life within us. That's the only life you have, is the life God put in you. Your life is in us. Father, in Jesus' name, you are the great one. And everything you do is great. Everything you have is great. Great is your faithfulness to us. You've promised us so many things and have given us so many things. We want to give back to you. We want to honor you. We want to love you. We want to appreciate you. You are great. Receive this offering from us. In Jesus' name, be worshiped, be praised, be glorified, be adored. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. God has been so faithful
perfect.
To me.
Yeah, there you go.
So faithful to me. I mean, just this morning we went to get donuts, and you know that sun was so bright in your eyes about, we'll say, eight, a little before 8. It was just right at the horizon, so if you pull your visor down, it didn't do a bit of good. And so we were coming out of the parking lot for the donuts, and someone else decided to come in, and they were going to swing wide because the sun was right in their eyes. And God just moved them over so they didn't hit us. Great. Great is his faithfulness. He's so faithful. Oh, I better let you get up here because I feel like
you'll do. you get a roll, girl. It turns to you.
So faithful.
Good morning, everyone.
Amen.
As you see here, God has a exciting moments for us this morning, and so I'll be glad to turn to you. Okay. We're gonna talk about God's eternal purpose. And so many times we get so busy in life, we lose focus of God's plan and God's will. So he said, I want to renew their knowledge about this is no afterthought to me. I had a plan for you before I even said one word. Let there be light. Before I said that, I already determined what I was going to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
The thing that I had... because I'm a logical person, amen, and I had to become a person that didn't have something to apply logic to. Sometimes faith don't have logic to apply. I said, God, and he has taught me how to live by faith and live on his word, which his word is logical.
Amen.
Amen. But the earth is not always logical. Or his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. And so he's trying to bring his thoughts and his ways into our lives so we can live an excellent life on this earth.
Amen.
Until you learn to live in his thoughts and his ways, you can't live the excellent life he planned for you.
Amen. Amen.
It's his way.
Amen.
Because his way, not because he's boss, because his way is the best for you and I. Amen.
Amen.
Let's start here. Isaiah 46:9 says, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now this is why so often people don't follow the Lord when you're reading the scriptures, because he'll make a statement and that's the end results. Amen. For example, how many of you heard the preaching about Jesus coming to die, come to the earth, born of a virgin, come to the earth, living the life without sin, crucified and buried and dead and raised from the dead? Well, he said that way back in Genesis. And we'll get to that in a minute. So he declares things as they are coming. He said, this is what I want. This is the results I want. And I say that from the beginning, and then I walk you through the glory to get to that point.
Amen. That's good.
So we have to go step by step. Have to go by step in God's plan before we get to His results. Amen. So you were born of your parents, you lived this earth, but you came to a point where you heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And when you heard that gospel, you accepted it. Amen. You said, I was a sinner. I was dead in sin. I transgressed against God. But He sent Jesus for me. Amen. And so I accept Jesus. Why? Because the eternal part was, He said, if you reject my Son, I will cast you away into the lake of fire. So He told you what you had to do from the beginning. To enter my eternal plan, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Right? And so you believe what He said. And that was He was telling you to end. You reject Jesus, and you go to the lake of fire. If you choose Jesus, you go to heaven and live eternally as God's child.
Amen.
See, He tells you the end from the start. And that's what that's saying. Genesis chapter 3. And this is after man and woman ate of the tree of knowledge and good and evil, which were they were commanded not to. And God came in, and he was telling the Satan, devil, what He's going to do. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and the woman's seed, or her seed, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Now who's that? That's Jesus. See, this is God declaring right there before the devil and Adam and Eve, declaring, I'm going to send one born of a woman. Notice He didn't say, seed of man. He said, born of a woman. And Jesus was what? Conceived by the Holy Spirit inside of Mary's womb.
Amen.
Prophecy of Jesus, right?
Amen.
Right there in front of the devil, saying, I've got one sent. See, what is He saying? He's telling the devil the end before it's there. See that? So Jesus came, born of a virgin, into this earth, crucified and buried, and He defeated the devil, right? He defeated sin and death. And sin and death was the devil's weapon to defeat man. And so what did Jesus do? Stepped on the devil's head and defeat him and come out of the grave victorious and sit down at the right hand of the Father waiting for the devil and all the demons to be put in that lake of fire at the end. So God was telling the devil, this is your end, and I will make it happen. And He did. He sent His Son to be born on this earth and bear sin and death for man, bear man's punishment of rejection and separation from God. He took all those, and then God said, come up here and sit beside me, and I have the victory in my Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? Isn't that good? So remember, God declares the end from the beginning. Amen? So He says, by Jesus' stripes you were healed, declaring to you the end result. So if I have faith that Jesus took stripes for my healing, and once Jesus purchased my healing by taking those stripes, if I believe God said that's the end result to give you the gift of healing, and now I can receive healing through Jesus Christ. Because I know Jesus was whipped and striped for me.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Uh-huh.
So what do I have given to me from God? Uh-huh. Don't be afraid to say it. What did God give you?
Healing.
Uh-huh. Back up. Did He give you salvation?
Yes.
Who purchased your salvation? Who purchased your healing?
Jesus.
Who purchased your eternal life?
Jesus.
So everything you need as a human is in Jesus. Isn't that good? Yes. So God declared the end result he wanted. He declared his will from the beginning, and now we are living it out in his glory. Isn't that good? It makes you want to shout about God. Oh, I love you, Father. I love you, Jesus. Can maybe go for? Are you ready for some more? Yeah. To the woman, he said, "I will multiply your sorrows and your conception." Now, why did this happen? Because Adam and Eve disobeyed. They ate of the tree, didn't they? So it's not God's will that a woman have pain in birth. That was not his plan. That was not his will. Because sin and the curse entered into the earth, the woman had to bear those pains. I'm sorry. It's not your fault that Adam and Eve sinned, but we're living in the result of the sin. Right? But we can also live in the result of Jesus' purchase for us. Oh, you didn't get that. We can also live in what Jesus purchased for us.
Amen.
You don't seem to be excited. You must not understand that. You want me to say it again to give you an opportunity to shout? Yeah. It's okay. They're shouting in heaven all the time. It doesn't bother God. Matter of fact, he likes shouts. Yeah. It's okay, brother. You can shout. Oh, I get excited what God's done for us, don't you? Yes. I mean, when I was playing football and running track, I was a cheerleader coach. I pat the guys on the back, hit them again. Amen. Good block. Because I was a running back, so I did like them to block good. Okay. Now, you shall bear children, and desires of your desires shall be for your husband. Amen. Let's go forward. Peter, now watch this. This is after death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. This was given to the Apostle Peter. While they promised him liberty, they themselves are slaves to corruption. By whom? A person is overcome by him. He is what? So whoever you let overcome you, or whoever you serve, that one's master you are. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Whatever you serve in life, it's your master. So if you serve yourself all the time, yourself is your master. And you do realize that you fell short of the glory of God. Right? Isn't that the word? All mankind fell short of the glory of God. So if you do nothing but serve yourself, then you're going to have a life not of the excellent life that God planned for you. Before the foundation of the world, you'll live a life of failure. But if we choose Jesus as Lord and serve him as a disciple, amen, then we will have a life that he planned for us.
Amen.
And that will be good.
Yes.
That will be exciting. I didn't have an exciting life. I played football, successful team, and I run track, and I went to regional and tracking, and I showed catalogs, and went to all these big shows in Houston. So I was successful with those. None of those made me complete. No matter how hard I worked, I was not happy. I seemed to always needed more. Needed confirmation I was okay. Needed confirmation I was good. I was always wanting people to say I was good. I don't need it no more. You know why? Because God made me good.
Yes.
Through his son, Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Amen? Yeah. It makes you know now, I'm okay. I'm living God's plan and God's will. Why? Because Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. That's why I am walking in God's will and His plan. Why? Because He told me. He told me. I didn't think of it myself. It's in the Bible. It's in God's Word. If you choose my son, you will be born from above. You'll be born of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And then you will be like Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You'll be like Jesus, his son, this perfect son, Jesus. I am born of him. I'm born from above. In John chapter 3, when Jesus said, you must be born again. Jesus said that himself, right? And that actually that word means you must be born. Born again is of the Greek word that means born from above. Or born of heaven. Or born of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Woo! And we are. So we're God's children. We have God's DNA. We're like him. Yeah. Thank you for the amen.
Amen.
Will you be my girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's go forward on it. Okay, you ready? Watch this. This is beautiful. Known to God from eternity are all his works. Now, think about it. Known from eternity. From the beginning, God knew all works that he'd planned and would do.
Hallelujah.
So you were not accidentally born into this earth. You are God's plan. Before he said, let there be light. Before he said that, he knew he was going to make you. He knew you would choose him. And you would be his child forever. Your plan forever. Once you choose Jesus, you are going to live in God's plan for you. You and him abilities.
Amen.
I didn't say that clear to her. I could tell that it didn't affect me. You and him are partners.
Yes.
Friends.
Yes.
You're a friend of God. You're a friend of the Creator.
Wow. Thank you.
And you were his plan. He said, well, nobody loves me. Wrong. Cast it out and spit it on the ground and step on it. Okay? You're God's plan, Fred.
Yes.
Not an accident. You didn't come in there because your mom and dad loved. No, you came in there because God loved.
Yes, he did.
Come on.
Yes.
Therefore, I judge that we should not trouble those among the Gentiles who are what? See, God knew the Gentiles would come in through his son. So we have just as much favor. Some people say, well, Israel is God's favorite. No, you misunderstand. Israel is God's favorite and you are God's favorite. You have favor with God, right?
Uh-huh.
You're his what? Favorite. Right? We are God's favorite. We're God's special. We're his plan, right? Come on now, somebody give me amen. I think I was preaching to the walls or something. Look at this. So what it's saying, hey, you Israelites, you rejected the Gentiles. But I am God, and I did not. And my works, from the beginning of time, I knew I was going to bring the Gentiles to be my children. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Yes. Let's go forward. It says, watch this. For whom he foreknew, did he know you before the creation of the world? Did he? Yes. So this is talking about you. Yes, God knew you and wrote down in his book in heaven everything about you. Every thought he had about you. And it says in Psalms that his thoughts about you are more than the grains of sand in the earth.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It'd take a pretty big book. It'd take a big book. That's why there's not one big enough in the earth, so God had to keep it in heaven. Amen. On you. And if you're a Bible student, you know the Bible talks about God's book in heaven about you, right?
Amen.
There's definitely, so if there's a book in heaven about you, not only does the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit know you, but the angels assigned to you by God as your servant since you've been born again, that angel knows what God wants you to be, and that's how they're going to direct you. They're going to be guiding you, kind of lead you. Sometimes I feel like the angels pull me. Come on, this way, John. Come on, this way, John. This is God's way. And the Holy Spirit says, come on, quit resisting my will. Come on, John. Quit being stubborn. Come on, do what I want. I planned. If I planned it, he said, I will do it, didn't he?
Yes.
Remember that scripture we read? He said, I will do it. I will take my counsel. So what is in that book? God's counsel for you.
Thank you, Lord.
So when you get into life, you don't know what to do, God's already written down counsel for you.
Amen.
So all the Holy Spirit, all the angels need to do is read that counsel and tell it to you. So God always has direction for you.
Praise
in his counsel.
Yes.
He always has direction for you. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to say it because I told you. Are you ready? Put your hat on. It's going to be. You should never come to a place where you don't have the answer. You may not in yourself, but God already wrote down in heaven for you. And the Holy Spirit lives in you to bring it from heaven to you personally.
Amen.
He's already planned for you. The direction, all you have to do is say, I need help, Father. Call upon his name. And he said, what the Bible say? Call on me and thou what?
Yes.
And he does what? You hadn't been calling, have you? Hey, if you don't pick up your phone and dial it, you can't call me. Oh, if you don't have my number. But I have God's number.
Yes.
J-E-S-U-S. Jesus. I thought I could call. It's his name. Amen. Now, also he has what? Now, see, some people confuse it. Well, that means that the ones that's going to be saved, the ones not, just go to hell. We are predestined, okay? But don't lose the fact that God gave us choice. See, that's why we can be put in the lake of fire. I'm predestined to be saved. But I have choice. I can choose to reject Jesus and I go to the lake of fire. See what I mean? But God has planned me or predestined me to be his child. But I never lose my choice and to win. When I die, I've lost my choice. I go to heaven with Jesus or I go to the lake of fire. Y'all see that? Okay. That's God's plan. And I don't care what they come up with. They got some good computers out there. You see some of the things they can do. Woo-wee. I was at calculating. I've been in IT business for 47 years. That's how long I've been in computers. 47 years. I've seen some things. I saw when a mainframe, like it's about as wide as this, there, the length about this wide and about this tall. And your watch has more memory than that computer had. Your watch. That's how far we come. Right? And when I went to college, I could take and write programs inside that machine. You can't do that now. You have to write the program for the machine. The machine reads the program. You can't do it because it's so fast. You can't enter the code fast enough. They're so fast. Amen? Okay, my point is, watch this. You are predestined to what? So if God's plan is to conform you, that must be at some point you were not in the image of Jesus. Right? So God's will and plan is for you to what? If he has to conform me to Jesus, that means his plan is to make me look like Jesus. To speak like Jesus, to do the works that Jesus did, and live like Jesus did. How did Jesus live? He didn't say anything unless he heard the Father say it. He didn't do anything unless he saw the Father do it. And that's God's plan for you and me. Yeah. Now, I look at that, I say, and God said, don't worry, John, I got a plan for you. And look what he changed me from. Little bitty shy guy. I would never talk to people. I mean, if I'm one-on-one, you don't hear me talk much. I don't talk much. But then he puts them up here. That's his plan, man. That's his plan. But he wants to conform us to the image of what? Now, look at this now. Look. In the beginning, God made man in his what? In what? His image. And his what? Likeness. Right? Now look at what he's doing. Through Jesus, look at this. Now who's Jesus in the image of? God. Father. God. Right? And now he's trying to make us, and we're back to what God planned. Man in his image. In his likeness. In Jesus, like Father God. Isn't he? Yeah. So now he's brought us back. You and I can be in God's original plan. Yes. Accept Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen. Yes. And now I'm born again in the image and DNA of God, and he imparts into me his life. And we call it eternal life. Yes. Is God going to live forever?
Yes.
Then you are too.
Thank you, Lord.
This body may not live forever. It probably won't unless he comes while I haven't went to the grave. Right? Ma'am?
You get a new one then.
Yeah, it amazes me. Now think about it. So I die, right? And I go to heaven. And the body that y'all wrote nice to me, you put it in the ground. And it decays. And you're worshiping something and serving something that's going to decay. We need to get our focus right. His name is Jesus. We need to set our mind on things what? What does the Bible tell you? Set your mind on things above, right? So if you're setting your mind on the author of salvation, Jesus, you won't be thinking about yourself all the time and always be in trouble. Right? Let's go further. Yep, I gotta get it done. Ray, moreover, he who predestined, are you predestined?
Yes.
Yes. God chose you to be like Jesus before the foundation of the world. That's what he predestined you to be. His child. That's what he predestined. Now, it's your choice to choose life or death or what? Blessing or? That's why people don't get blessed. Why? Why don't people get God's blessing? Because they didn't choose it. It don't accidentally come on you. You have to choose God's blessing. Well, I don't know. He chose to bless you. Now you got to use your authority that you have in this earth and choose the blessing. Just like you had to choose to be saved. Amen. And you chose to accept Jesus and you confess Jesus. That's your choice. When you confess Jesus, that's you choosing God's will. You choosing God's plan. Amen. Take that, though. We're God's babies and we like it. For whoever he predestined, he also called. You're called to be like his son, Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and your big brother. Can you say that, John? Yes, in the Bible. He's the firstborn of what? Come on, he's the firstborn of what?
Many
what? Come on. Then who's his brothers? You and me. But he's the first brother. He's a big brother, right? He also called, and he what? So, as God's child, you're justified to live God's plan and God's will.
Amen.
We can't do it of ourselves. We have to do it with his help.
Amen.
That's why he sent the helper back. The helper's name is Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. Right? The third part of God. Amen? He justified, he what? So what did Adam and Eve lose? The God's glory. And who gave it back to man? Jesus, our King, our Lord, and the Messiah, gave God's glory back to man who chooses Jesus Christ. You are in the God's glory. That's why the Bible says we take steps in the glory of God. One step of glory. So as we study and pray and learn and focus on Jesus, the author of our salvation and the author of our faith, as we do those things, then we become more glorious in the glory of God. But the glory is all already on you. If you could see your spirit, it went from being gray to now it's light like a light bulb. It's light. It's white. If you could see your spirit, it's white in spirit. So you can't hide from the devil. He can see you're born again. You once were dead in sin, and you were gray. But once you were born again, you're light like a light. That's why you're called the sons of light. Come on. I didn't fall off the tree. I'm sitting on the bubble. Come on.
Amen.
But if that's because... Amen. I'm sure you can do it. Come on, amen. I'm having fun because this is good news, people. You're in God's image and you're in God's plan. Right? Let's go for it, sis. What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Come on. Is God for you?
Yes.
And then sickness challenge you? You can't stand. A person challenge you? You can't stand. Devil challenge you? You can't stand. What got man in trouble? He disobeyed God's plan. But you have obeyed God's plan. Come on. You have obeyed God's plan because you chose Jesus.
Yes.
So you are in God's will and in God's plan.
Thank God.
You ought to feel good about yourself.
Yes.
God chose you to say, come on out from them. And you said, I will come. So you are in God's plan. Smile. You're okay, baby. You're all right. You're in the good. The good news is you're saved, you're born again, and you're God's predestined child.
Amen.
And we're going to live the rest of that plan, right? What's that thing Harvey said? And the rest of the story. The rest of the story, we're still living out. We're still living, right? But that's okay. We're not walking by ourselves. We're walking with him beside us. Him inside of us. See, God did a marvelous thing. See, he made covenant with Abraham and the Israelites. The problem was he turned them over to priests. The priests became corrupt. That's what made Jesus so mad. He wrote them all out of the temple. Those were the people who were set to take care of the temple, and Jesus wrote them all out because they became corrupt and loved money and position and power over people. And that's what happens most a lot of time with the pastors. They fall. They become like they own the people. And it really bothers me. We go to a ministry meeting, and all the pastors are criticizing the congregation. I feel like slapping them, but they love him. He won't let me. That's a God's child that Jesus died for. How can you be talking them down because they don't do what you like? You know what I mean? We love you. Listen, I love you. We pray about you and everything. My point is, you're God's child, and you're in God's will. Are you complete yet? No, you got some changes. But who doesn't? Jesus. He's the one who we're made in his image. Are we not? And guess what? Before the world was formed, that was God's plan for you. Let's go forward, sis. Who shall bring charge against you? Who accuses you all during the week? Who accuses you during the week? The devil is the accuser, right? He has no place to stand against you. Come on. He has no place. He has no right to you. So all you have to do is get out here, devil, and leave. And my father said you would crawl the dust of the earth. Now get down there where you belong. Didn't he say that? You would crawl the dust of the earth. Tell him where he belongs. And he come to you accusing. Well, you sinned, devil. Where is it? Well, you know you did this. Devil, where is it? You did it, devil. Where is it? The blood washed it away. It don't exist no more. Only in your mind, devil, and you don't count. You've been cast out. Yeah. Tell him where to go. Come on, yeah. You're free. Cause you're in the plan and the will of God by choosing Jesus. You're on the winning team. Father has never lost a game. Jesus has never lost. The Holy Spirit lives in you, has never lost. You are a winner. You're born of a winner family. Am I saying that clear? Winner? Sometimes I get in a hurry and the words run together because I got so much to say in a very short time. Usually when I preach 3 or 4 hour sermons, I had plenty of time. I took my time, but I don't have that much time no more. Right? Okay, let's go further, please. Are y'all ready to shout? Ready? Look at this. Blessed be the God and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who has what? Are you in the us? Amen, I'm in the us. Are you in Christ? Yes. Are you in Christ?
Yes.
Then this, you're blessed with every, look, every. That means there's not a blessing that God has that's not given to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you're in God's plan and his what? Will. Why? Because you're born again. Right?
Amen.
So let's get this straight. What blessings are we talking about? Is heaven blessed? I see it, Pastor. The blessings of heaven is in me. I got the heaven's blessing. Hey, amen. I'm trying to make a point. This is you. Heaven has sent its blessing to you. To you personally.
You.
Come on now. Heaven's blessing is sent to you.
Uh-huh.
Personally.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You're in God's will and God's plan. And this is it's a plan from the beginning of time. He planned that his son would defeat the devil and set him what on the ground and step on his head, and you have the victory given to you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
That's your question. If a nation come against the United States and we went to war and we won the war, how many of you win the war?
All of us.
Why?
We're in it.
Because you're a citizen of the United States of America. You are a citizen of heaven. So the victory that Jesus won over sin and death, that victory is heavenly blessings. Don't let this life defeat you. Call on the heavenly blessings for yourself that God gave to you as a free gift. Not you living perfect, not that you did everything right, because God's love for you, he gave to you as a free gift.
Amen.
We were not worthy, but he made us worthy. I'm born of him. I'm born from heaven. Every spiritual attribute of the Lord Jesus Christ is birthed inside of me. Now I am responsible with God for developing those gifts, those characteristics, that DNA. Let's go further. Yeah, I think it's further. Yeah, please. Heaven, watch this. Come on now. And right here, you see, it's in this comma. That means shout. Heaven, having predestined us to be what? So, whose son are you? Come on. Who's the himself referring to? God. Father, God's plan before the foundation of the world for you to be his son. Now, ladies, don't confuse this. You're God's son. Not in the spirit realm, there's neither male or female. The male and female is of the physical realm. Don't confuse that, right? In the spirit realm, you're just a son. Lord, I repent. I shouldn't have used the word just a son. It's more than just. I repent, Father. You're a son. I go over here. Maybe Brother Faith is excited now. He's been sleeping on me. You're the son of God. You're a son. You're a child of what? Of who? Come on. Be happy about it. Come on, don't let the things that happen in the world pull you down, because God lifts you up, and you're sitting where? Where are you sitting?
Heavenly places.
With who?
Jesus.
You're sitting with the right hand of God, Jesus, with Jesus. You're in Christ, and you're sitting at the right hand of Jesus, of God the Father. That's kind of special.
Amen.
See how special you are? And that is the last of the story. It says that's God's plan. Oh my. I'm not lost. Let's go further. Can we go further? One more scripture. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry. I went overtime, but that's all right. It's paid for. Yeah, please. Watch it. To him who has least than the least. To me, who am least than the least of all saints, this grace has been given that I should preach among the Gentiles the what? So God's will was to give you unsearchable riches that you have eternity to find them out. Further, please. To make all see. So how many people does he want to see this? Everybody. everybody in the earth. Okay, mystery which was from the beginning of what? From the very first when God said, let there be light. And he started this creation. This was all planned. And when he said light, for a long time I couldn't see it. Why did you put that dumb tree in the garden? Just don't put it there and they don't sin. But see, he said to me, John, if I didn't put the tree there, man would not have a choice. By putting that tree in the garden, mankind was given the choice. That means you could choose me. Amen. You chose Jesus. And when you did, you chose God's eternal plan. We don't understand all of it right now, but that's all right. We got eternity to learn it. See it? Let's go further, please. No, go back. I made a mistake. Please. Look at, to make all see what is a fellowship. This is a mystery of so many Christians. God did this to have fellowship with you. The Creator wants a fellowship with me as a father. The Creator wants a fellowship with you as father. He knows he's a creator, and we know he's a creator, right? But he wants you to call him father. No, come on. Amen. Think about this. The one, there's nobody above him. Nobody as good as him. Nobody is full of love as he is. And he wants to have fellowship with you. Come on. What the beginning of the ages, there again, before there was time, right? Has been hidden in God who created all things. To what? So God's plan from the beginning that all things would exist in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's been the plan from the beginning. Before he said, let there be light, he had this plan put together. So us being born again, being saved, we're not an afterthought. Oh, I feel sorry for mankind. I better do something. No. He had planned this before. So don't worry about it. If things challenge you, go to the one. You finish it, please. I'm too much.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was great, wasn't it? Isn't that wonderful? You are in Christ. You have hope. You're okay. Ooh, stand up, please. Finish it. God who created all things.
Go to the last one. Last one. There.
Oh, God's eternal. What is God's eternal plan? Mankind to be his family. That's God's plan. That you are his family. So this is what you need to say. Can you read it with me? I'm in the Father's plan. I'm in his will. Say it again. I'm in the Father's plan. I'm in his will. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you that we're in your plan, that we're in your will. We thank you that Satan has been put down. He's defeated, and we step by faith into your will of delivering us from the things that go on in this world, because we're already in your eternal plan, your eternal will. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you. Bless us this week, Father. Keep us safe. Keep us in your will. Keep us from terror. Keep us from disease. Keep us from sickness, and keep us in your heart, in your will. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen, and you're dismissed. Hallelujah.